Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the TR90 Body Burn 30 support call. This call happens Monday through Friday at this time, which for me is 6:40 Pacific time, 7:40 Mountain time, 8:40 Central time, and 9:40 Eastern time. Thrilled to have you along with us. If you ever miss any of these calls, feel free to dial into or look up SoundCloud or wherever you get your podcasts and put in Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, and either TR90 or Frank Lomas and Solutions, the digit for anti-aging, all pushed together as one word. If you're listening to this and it's a podcast and you wish to catch us live, dial into 712-775-8972. When it prompts for the conference code, put in 910022 to join us live. And we would be delighted to have you with us. For those of you that do not know who I am, I'm Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon, welcoming you to the call. Our panel does these calls in support of your TR90 efforts. And we're just absolutely delighted to help you on your TR90 journey. So when you're first starting out in the TR90 program, because it's the beginning of a lifestyle change, it's one lean meal a day, 2 shakes a day, 3 snacks a day, 30 grams of protein at least 3 of those meals. Taking your supplements 15 to 20 minutes before a meal is best, but if not, do take them with your meals. It's still very effective in my personal opinion. 7 plus servings of fruits and vegetables every single day. Those fresh fruits and vegetables will give you your macronutrients, which are your proteins, your carbs, your sugars, and your fats. It will give you your micronutrients, which are your vitamins and minerals, many of which work in synergy with each other within the fruits and vegetables. And the third thing is fiber. Fiber helps in 2 ways, one of which is with satiety or that feeling of fullness. The other way that fiber helps is for good digestive health. And for that, guys need about 45 grams of fiber daily, and ladies, we need about 32 grams of fiber daily to keep things moving along. And if you're getting all that fiber, you'll want to get up and get moving. 30 minutes of moderate to heavy exercise at least 5 days a week. You can definitely do more than that, but this is kind of your bottom baseline minimum for the week. Start out with wherever you are and work up to moderate to heavy exercise if you're just starting out. And check with a physician to make sure that you're doing exercises that are appropriate for you. And if you're getting all that exercise, well, if you're exercising moderately to heavily, you could be losing up to a quart of body moisture in an hour. So hydration is really important. The starting baseline for hydration is 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds you weigh. So if you weigh 100 pounds, you should be drinking 50 ounces of water and then increasing it from there. And since you can lose up to a quart in an hour, one of the things I like to do is either every 15 minutes while I'm working out, stop and drink 8 ounces of water or fluid. If I think I'm hungry, I stop and drink a glass of water, because many times it's dehydration trying to tell you that you're hungry when it really is dehydration starting to set in. And the last thing that I have found with all of my studies over the last several years when I've been part of this program has than the importance of sleep. You need 7 to 9 hours of good quality sleep a night, whatever is best for your body. That's why there's kind of a range there. That sleep does many things while you're sleeping. It does what I call a series of system resets. It restores muscles and tissues. It stores memories. It clears out toxins. It sets your brain up for making good decisions for the next couple of days. If you're short on sleep, you'll need to get caught up so that you're not constantly tired, because that is one of those things that could drive you to eat things that you're not supposed to eat and make poor decisions. So it's really important to get that good quality sleep. So as I said yesterday, I'm sharing some information today out of a book called Eat to Live by Joel Fuhrman, MD, and Fuhrman is spelled F-U-H-R-M-A-N, and today we're going through 7 days of non-vegetarian meal plans for the less strict or moderate weight loss of his system. Many of the things that he espouses actually dovetails right in with the TR90 program. And I want to give you all the tools in the toolbox to help you do best. And if I say recipe to follow, it may be following sometime later this week. So today we have day one. Breakfast is a quick banana breakfast to go, and its recipe will be following. Lunch is raw vegetables, carrot, broccoli, and cucumbers with a healthy Thousand Island dressing, and there's a recipe for that as well. Black bean lettuce bundles, there's a recipe that's following for that. Watermelon or other fresh fruit. For dinner, it's an Asian stir fry, which is also going to be following. Strawberries or other fresh fruit with almond chocolate dip. That almond chocolate dip is a recipe that's going to be coming later. On day two of this less strict diet, fruit and nut bowl, assorted fresh fruit sprinkled with nuts and or seeds. Lunch, turkey, 2 ounces mixed with mixed greens, broccoli sprouts, tomato and mustard on sprouted grain bread. Vegan option is substitute herbed white bean hummus for the turkey. Grapes or other fresh fruit for that lunch. For dinner, it's romaine and watercress salad with a balsamic vinaigrette. The balsamic vinaigrette is a recipe to follow. Tomato bisque, recipe to follow. Yummy banana oat bars, recipe to follow. Day three, your breakfast is a chocolate smoothie, recipe to follow. Vegetable bean burrito, recipe to follow. Sliced avocado, orange, or other fresh fruit with that lunch. Dinner is a romaine salad with Caesar salad dressing, recipe to follow, or other non-fat, low-sodium dressing. No meat balls. There's going to be a recipe following for that. With low-sodium or no-salt added pasta sauce, baked spaghetti squash, spinach, Brussels sprouts, and marinara, recipe to follow. Day four, your breakfast is a vegetable omelet, recipe to follow, topped with salsa. Lunch is asparagus shiitake mushroom with creamy sesame dressing. Creamy sesame dressing, recipe to follow. Mixed berries for your dessert on that. Dinner, raw vegetables with herbed white bean hummus, recipe to follow. High cruciferous vegetable stew, recipe to follow. Day five, blue apple nut oatmeal, recipe to follow. Lunch is a pita stuffed with greens and Russian fig dressing, recipe to follow on the Russian fig dressing. Pineapple or other fresh fruit. Dinner is mixed greens and arugula salad with tomatoes and tofu ranch dressing to follow. Recipes following on that one. No pasta, vegetable lasagna, recipe will follow on that. And Kara's apple strudel, there will be a recipe to follow for that. Day six, breakfast. Banana, cashew, lettuce wrap. There is a recipe following for that. Walnut, pear, green salad for lunch with an easy vegetable pizza as well. Recipes following for both those items. Dinner, southern style mixed greens, and you're going to have a Black Forest cream of mushroom soup. Recipe to follow for both of those items. Day seven, blended mango salad, which is going to have a recipe following. For lunch on that seventh day, mixed greens, watercress salad with assorted vegetables, topped with white beans and sunflower seeds, choice of eat to live dressing or flavored vinegar, cantaloupe or other fresh fruit. And for your dinner on that particular day, broiled fish fillets topped with a mango salsa, recipe to follow for the mango salsa and the kale with cashew cream sauce. And brown and wild rice with water sautéed onions and a chocolate cherry ice cream. They have a recipe to follow for that. So I will start sharing all of those wonderful recipes. And we'll probably get into how you're going to cook some of those first So soups and stews are critical components to this eating style. When vegetables are simmered in a soup, all the nutrients are retained in the liquid, and many of my soups use fresh vegetable juices, especially carrot juice. These juices provide a very tasty, antioxidant-rich base. If you don't have a juicer, consider purchasing one. If you are short on time, bottled carrot juice and other vegetable juices can be purchased at most health food stores. To create quote-unquote cream soups, blend in raw cashews or cashew butter. This provides a creamy texture and a rich flavor. A big advantage of homemade soups is they make wonderful leftovers. Soups generally keep well for up to 4 days in the refrigerator and should be frozen if longer storage is desired. Should you occasionally choose to use a prepared soup, keep in mind that your overall daily sodium intake ideally should remain under 1,000 milligrams. Natural whole foods provide about 400 to 700 milligrams of sodium per day, which allows for a leeway of about 300 milligrams. Be sure to read the labels. You will be amazed at how much sodium canned soups and other processed foods contain. Try to select no salt added options. Okay, our next section is about salad dressings and dips. Salad dressings are usually start with oil and vinegar. The oil provides the fat, the vinegar provides the acidity. My dressings use whole foods such as raw almonds and cashews, excuse me, and other raw nuts and seeds, avocado and tahini as the fat sources. Use a food processor or a high-powered blender to blend nuts or seeds with other healthy ingredients to create a smooth, creamy dressing. Okay, and now we're going to jump into smoothies. Delicious smoothies are made by blending a mixture of fruits and raw leafy greens. Blending raw vegetables with fruits is an efficient way to increase your nutrient absorption. The cell walls of the foods are efficiently crushed, making it easier for your body to absorb the beneficial phytochemicals contained within. A powerful blender such as the Vitamix is very helpful for making smoothies and fruit sorbets. Cooked beans. It is advisable to soak most dried beans or legumes overnight before cooking. Replace the soaking water with 2 to 3 cups of fresh water for each cup of beans when cooking them. Most beans require about 1.5 to 2 hours of cooking to become soft. Lentils and split peas require only 1 hour and need not be soaked prior to cooking. Make sure the beans are thoroughly cooked, as they are more difficult to digest when undercooked. Keep in mind that it is important to chew them thoroughly. As you get in the habit of eating beans regularly, you will digest them better. A tip on that is you can pressure cook your beans and it will cut your cooking time down significantly. So, and with some of the Instapots and stuff, that's a great way to get those beans. You can cook them up in big batches and divide them up into smaller portions and freeze the beans once you've strained them out of the liquids. Water sautéing. So this is one of his basic techniques used in some of his recipes is water sautéing. This is used instead of cooking with oil. Water sautéing is simple and good for stir-fry sauces and other side dishes. Use water sauté. Heat a pan on high heat until the water sputters when dropped into the pan. Use small amounts, 2 to 3 tablespoons of water in a hot skillet, wok, or pan, covering the pan occasionally, adding more water as necessary until the vegetables are tender. If stir-frying a vegetable dish, other alternatives to oil include a no-salt vegetable broth, coconut water, wine, or a fruit juice. And tomorrow I will be jumping into recipes, and probably the blended mango salad will be your first one. At the top of the hour, if you scoot over to Facebook One Team Global Live, one of our leaders will be sharing some information on how to build a new skin business. This is Susan Mann for March 5th 2024 signing out. I welcome any thoughts or comments. As soon as I get us off, I'm mute, and I hope you have a fabulous day. So there we have it. So his less aggressive 7-day meal plan, and definitely some cooking techniques and ideas on how to substitute some things in. Tomorrow we'll be getting into the recipes. Hope you have a great day and look forward to seeing you tomorrow.